Hello, my name is William Wall, and I'm going to read my poem, The Receiver of Wreck. When you see a wreck, you want to be there, at the wheel, on the bridge, to feel things breaking, steel grinding on stone, the inrush of ocean, the tidal lift and fall. It's the breaker's yard, and time is the receiver of wreck. The chaos is transient. Wreck becomes routine. Watch after watch, no change. No sight readings taken to tell where you are. No circle of uncertainty. You're going nowhere, and you know where it is. Time is the receiver of wreck. The sea erupts like a geyser through the parted plates of the cargo deck. Elsewhere, a rock intrudes, a cancer on steel. Paper charts and pilots, the history of movement, is all geology now. Time is the receiver of wreck. My father saw his first oranges when the Celtic wrecked on the Cow and Calf, 1928. He plundered oak planks, hid them from revenue under the concrete skin of the new milking parlour. Time is the receiver of wreck. My uncle Donald died in the wreck of the Neptune. Rudderless, she drifted through Italian mines. The black gang never escapes. He was a leading stoker below the waterline, in the hot tomb of the ship, and time is the receiver of wreck. Between movement and stasis, the indivisible moment, like Zeno's crazy arrow, nothing is happening. A man on a ruined bridge, another discovering oranges. We're in love with change in the shipwreck of days, and time is the receiver of wreck. I've always been fascinated by ships and the sea. So when the ghost ship, the MV Alta, washed up on the coast of County Cork near Ballycotton during Storm Dennis in February 2020, I really wanted to see it. Unfortunately, by the time I heard about it, it wasn't possible because of quarantine regulations. Instead, I found a YouTube video made by a Frenchman who boarded and spent some nights on board. Because the Irish government was unable to establish the ownership of the vessel, they've been unable to appoint a receiver of wreck. This poem is inspired by these events.